I've just finished uni and decided that my degree wasn't really for me. So I decided to come back to the farm and I really love it. So, yeah, we're both here to stay, I think.
Now, obviously, there's a long history of farming in this region. In some parts, we're up to the third and even fourth generation. Do you feel there's a bit of a legacy being passed on here?
Yeah, so, I mean, the same applies here. I mean, all the hard work was done back in the 80s and 90s when my parents first came and started this place, and now we're just sort of walking in and taking advantage of the fact that they've done the hard yards, and we're just trying to improve what they've done with new technology.
How big of a decision was it to go, well, let's have a crack at this?
Well, look, it wasn't that big of a decision. I mean, when you hear you're here and you're working, you think, oh, you know, we've got some good ideas. We think we can bring something new to the table. I don't know, just sort of put it to Dad, and he said, yeah, okay, we'll give you a go.
What are some of those ideas? Or is it a secret?
No. So there's a lot of little changes we can make to improve efficiency around the farm and really try and cut down some labour costs. And, you know, doing some sort of trips around to see what the best technology is in certain areas. So, you know, we've gone over to New Zealand recently to have a look at their pruning techniques in kiwifruit to see if there's anything we can bring back home to improve our techniques.
That's called spying, isn't it?
No, they welcome us in with open arms. Yeah, I think just things like that, keeping on top of all the latest sort of technology is quite important.
What have some of the challenges been thus far?
Biggest thing is probably just learning, being so young. We've just taken advice from our other managers that are here, like Rob, Camello, and of course Susie's dad, Russell. He's been down to help us a lot. But yeah, just learning how it works and what we got to do to make things happen. It's been hard, but we're getting through that, and we're still young, so we've got plenty more years to learn, I guess.
It's a slow process, isn't it, farming? So you, kind of what you learn this year you might put into play next year?
Yeah, exactly. You sort of learn season by season. So, for example, the pruning last year, okay, we might have taken away a few lessons of things we can improve on this year, but, yeah, it is a slow process. You can only put it into effect each season, so you're sort of trying to learn as much as you can at a time to improve as fast as you can.
And obviously we're sort of watching a few guys pruning. Workforce, labour is a big part of this operation too. How do you find finding workers?
Finding workers has actually not been too difficult. We're getting more and more come through the farm looking for work. Probably some problems is in winter nobody wants to be out in the rain pruning kiwi fruit, so sometimes it's hard to find people to stick around for those jobs. Like everybody wants to come down and just pick fruit on contract and make lots of money. But it seems to be improving in the last few years, the amount of workers we have coming through.
Curious too, given your age, how much does sort of social media have a part to do with attracting the workers or getting in contact with workers?
It does have a big part. If we have workers here now and they'll be talking to their friends, you know, we've got a job down this place in Pemmin, it's a nice place, they tell each other what they earn and they will get in contact with their friends and they'll come over and ask for jobs. Usually say if you get one nationality, that they're the same tend to keep coming. And yeah, they've got their notice boards on Facebook or whatever is saying, jobs in Manjimup, and they sort of, we don't do it, but they sort of keep amongst themselves and they track each other doing that.
The guys working here, are they of a particular nationality or there's a bit of a mix? Or
there's a bit of a mix. We've got predominantly Estonian on the farm here at the moment.
Estonia? That's a bit of an odd one. I couldn't have imagined that. How did that sort of start, and was it one particular person came to town? Or
I think we've tried sort of to target them. They are a small country far away, but they must just have a good background of their work ethic, and they come and they're usually here to stay for a while, and they always good workers, reliable, and always just keen to work and earn money, so that's good for us as well.
Do you learn much from these guys? I mean, about different cultures and different places? It must make you want to perhaps travel, but of course you're working, so you can't.
Look, I think we've learnt quite a bit about Estonia in particular, having so many Estonians here. And it's really interesting to learn about sort of the way they live over there, and just sort of shows us how lucky we are here. You know, what these guys tell us, that what they earn in a week here might take them a month to earn back home. So you sort of, just makes you really appreciate being so lucky to live here.
What about work-life balance? Is that something you can sort of work out, or it's pretty much at the moment full-on work, or how does that work?
No, at the moment we have a fairly good team here, so we're able to, do our work, book our holidays and yeah, you got to get away from it.
To Estonia?
We went close by. We just got back from Europe 2 weeks ago. But then the next guy will go, try and rotate. Everyone needs a break from the farm and just get your head away from it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've got a pretty good work-life balance. I mean, obviously in the summer, we're flat out with the avocado season, so it's a bit different then. But yeah, during the sort of quiet months, everyone tries to have their break from work and maybe cut down the hours a little bit, just sort of take it a bit easy.